Hello, everybody, and happy Thursday evening to all you folks out there watching on Bally Live and MILB TV. That's a look at beautiful Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida, which is site of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight, we have game three of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:10. We welcome you now into the broadcast booth, Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker. Thank you so much for making the Mets and Cardinals part of your Thursday night. We hope to bring you a good game and a good broadcast. As the Mets, Jake, look to snap a five-game losing streak, they have not won a game since the All-Star break. Their last victory was a 17-0 win on a Sunday afternoon against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Then the team was off for 4 days during the All-Star break, and while the team has been close, 0-5, they've lost all five games. They've lost two extra inning games, a one-run game, and another game in which they led in the eighth inning in that span. So they're so close, but they're just too many self-inflicted wounds right now to win a ball game.
Well, and that's the good news, is they've been right there. They've done a lot of things really well, and that they can win these games. They've shown that, but the bad news is that there's been little things that have been building up, adding up, whether it's errors, walks, wild pitches, any little thing that's been hurting them in the long run, and they just haven't been able to get that win. But another chance tonight to come out here, play a clean game, and get a win, and get this series back on track.
Mets offense has been pretty good for about a 10-game stretch now. One of the reasons is because of all the minor league rehabbers they've had, guys with experience in the Florida State League who have come in here and done really well. And one of those is Jacob Reimer, who was a star for St. Lucie last year but has been on the shelf all year this year with a hamstring injury. But he's been really good in his four rehab games here in St. Lucie this summer. And Jake spoke with Jacob before the game. As always, we thank Mr. Reimer for taking busy time out of his busy day to speak with Jake for the pregame show. They're the umpires for today's game. We have Josh Runge, home plate umpire, relaying the balls and strikes from the ABS system. Last night of the so-called robo-ump, tomorrow we go to the challenge system. Drew Buffelli is the base umpire. Mets come into this game. They've lost 7 of 8, 5 in a row, and they are now 8-18 in the second half, 30-62. Overall, Palm Beach, meanwhile, 16-8 in the second half, in first place after winning the first half. And the Cardinals are FSL East best, 53-37 overall. Taking a look at the second half standings in the East Division, Daytona's a game and a half behind Palm Beach now. Jupiter is four back. Over in the West Division, Fort Myers, the Mets' next opponent, red hot, 17-7 in the second half. Lakeland is 3.5 games behind in the second half, despite having the best overall record by a wide margin. Tampa, Dunedin, 5 games out in the second half. Bradenton, 8 back. Clearwater, safely in the playoffs after winning the first half, but 7-17 in the second half. Other games around the Florida State League today. Clearwater and Tampa have yet to play a game in their series. They were suspended on Tuesday, rained out yesterday. It's currently 6-0 Clearwater in the bottom of the fourth. of the suspended game. They have resumed it. Daytona at Jupiter at 6:30. That series is tied 1-1. Fort Myers at Dunedin at 6:30. Fort Myers up 2-0 in that series. Lakeland at Bradenton at 6:30. That series is also 1-1. Starting pitching matchup for the Mets, it's going to be the right-hander Edgar Moretta, 20 years old, from Santo Domingo. And for the Palm Beach Cardinals, it's right-hander Chen-Wei Lin, the number 22-ranked St. Louis prospect, 22-year-old from Taiwan.
Well, Lin's had a little bit of a tougher month of July, a 10.13 ERA on the season, though, 3.67 ERA, 76 innings pitched with 29 walks and 75 strikeouts. So if the Mets can get to him early, get him off his game, should be a good chance for the offense to score a bunch of runs. And for Ed Moretta, one of the best things he does is throw strikes, and that's going to be the key for him today. Keep throwing strikes, get him over the plate, and he should have another good performance tonight.
Moretta and the rest of the St. Lucie starters are taking to the field here at Clover Park. Everybody else trickling out of the dugouts and the bullpens for the national anthem, which is upon us. For that, we will send it down to the field.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we ask that you please rise for the singing of our national anthem. Tonight's national anthem will be performed by Krista Eddington.
It's go time for the Mets and the Cardinals. They are meeting for the 15th of their 24 scheduled games this season. Today is the third game of a six-game series at Clover Park. Cardinals lead the current series 2-0 after their extra inning win on Wednesday. Cards lead the season series 10-4. They have a plus 25 run differential in the season series, but only a plus 3 run differential in the first two games this week. That is the Mets starting pitcher, Edgar Moretta, the 20-year-old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican, is making his sixth appearance for St. Lucie and his fifth start since being promoted from the Complex League. He's 0-1 with a 9.0 ERA, 27 hits and 16 runs, all earned in 16 innings. As for the Mets defense, Jake will spin you around the diamond.
Starting in the outfield for St. Lucie, going from left to right, it's Mosquera, Villavicencio, and Fanyas. And then on the infield, going from third to first, it's Reimer, Barrow, Ewing, and Cuevas. And your battery is Moretta and Hernandez behind the plate.
No massive changes for the Cardinals lineup. They have not made the big roster moves yet to bring all their college players in from the draft. Trey Page is going to lead off and play second base, leading off all three games in the series now. Same Hernandez back in the lineup after playing yesterday, or Tuesday, but not yesterday. Chase Davis hitting third, the first-round pick out of the University of Arizona last year. Jose Suarez bats cleanup. Chase Atkinson gets his first start of the series. The DH hits fifth. Jose Cordova has had a nice series, had a big double in game one. Bats sixth. Anyelo Encarnacion seventh. Raymond Jobert eighth. And Lisandro Espinoza batting ninth for the third straight game. And we're ready for baseball here on a $2 night at Clover Park. Fans in attendance enjoy the $2 beers, hot dogs, soda, popcorn, and hopefully a Mets victory. Notice before the game we had some issues with the ABS equipment. for the umpire. Hopefully that's all settled as Josh Runge gets back behind home plate. Computer calling all the balls and strikes tonight. Moretta ready with his first pitch. It's on the way. It's a fastball for ball one, and we're underway. We did it again, Jake, an on-time start, 6-10. It's 93 degrees and partly cloudy at the ballpark tonight with a nice breeze. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Gosh, Jake, 2 out of 3 this series, and yesterday was only 1 minute off.
What's going on?
You know, it was a good sign when Moretta was already in the dugout at 6:05. Your pitcher's walking down the warning track to the dugout at 6:07. That's when you know you have no shot. And as Page fouls this one away. Mets in their home whites for the first time this series. And the Mets, all 5 games post-All-Star break, have worn the orange jerseys. 0-5, so they needed to change it up. And the Cardinals wearing their ultimate red tops after wearing the grays the last 2 games. It's a preference of Chen Wei Lin, their starting pitcher. 1-2 to Page, and Moretta goes up high with the fastball at 92. Cardinals won the first game 4-3. They scored 3 unearned runs. They won yesterday 5-3 in 10 innings. Their final 3 runs came in innings without a hit. Ground ball deflects off Moretta out to the shortstop. Barrow throws to first, and Page is retired. The old 1-6-3 put out.
That's a nice job there. That ball coming at Moretta at 96.2 miles per hour, and able just to deflect it enough. And Barrow, a nice job to read that deflection, because sometimes that can make things a little more difficult for your infielders. But Barrow did a good job. One down in the inning.
Hard to say in real time if that ball would have gotten through or been an easier play for Barrow had Moretta not punched it in the air. And it's an out. And this ball squeaks between the legs of the catcher Hernandez. And Ronald Hernandez, this is only his 2nd game catching in the last month. We'll keep an eye on that. Mets have had really difficult time catching coming out of the All-Star break, whether it's controlling the base, the base runners, or pass balls, wild pitches, but they have to get that position locked down if they hope to win. Ball and a strike and an out. Jake, I know it's your favorite. We got a Hernandez at the plate, swinging the bat, and a Hernandez catching. And sadly for you, we can't squeak in Jose Hernandez somewhere. I know you were desperate for that 4 Hernandez matchup with the Cardinals and the Mets, which will not happen this year. One, two to Sammy Hernandez. Grounds it foul. Nice play there by Willie Martin.
So you talk about all those Hernandezes, it almost tripped you up there for a second.
When there's 3 in the game, I'm going to go first names. But with 2 in the game, the listener and the viewer has to figure it out. Sammy Hernandez at the plate. Hernandez swings and fouls it away. Good slider. One thing we've seen with these Cardinals batters in this series, they are battling. They do not have a ton of hits. They only had 4 in 10 innings yesterday. They have made Mets pitchers work for outs. This is the 11th pitch and just the 2nd batter. And he struck him out. And Moretta wins in the end. It's a lot like Saul Garcia yesterday. Cardinals battled him tough, but Saul won most of the rounds. 2 up, 2 down here for Edgar Moretta.
That's some really nice pitching by Moretta. That's a pitch right in the strike zone, but still breaks a little bit lower and changes the eye level of the batter. See if he can do it one more time and get a clean 1-2-3 inning.
It'll be Chase Davis. And Davis takes a slider for a strike. Davis, quiet series, 0-for-5 yesterday, but he drove in 2 runs. And he went 1-for-5 on Tuesday. It kind of sums it up. It's went 1-for-10 in the series, but still able to have productive at-bats. Ball and a strike. Good pitch. Fastball at 92. It's 1-2. This is the Mets. Moretta's 2nd time facing Palm Beach. He took it on the chin against the Cardinals on June 28th. Gave up 11 hits and 8 runs in just 3 innings. The Mets won that game. As this ball trickles to the backstop. Mets won that game, down 8-0, came back and won 10-8. Getting Moretta off the hook. And it's been better since. And his last outing at Jupiter was rough as well. Maybe it's just Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 2-2 pitch, and it's a check swing. Davis did not go full count.
I mentioned in the pregame show that Moretta, one of the best when it comes to throwing strikes, but he started to throw a lot more pitches a little bit out of the zone, which is really good for him. Sometimes he can throw too many strikes.
Trying for a 1-2-3 inning. Not yet. Another deep count. Next pitch will be the 18th of the inning.
Well, the Cardinals are certainly making Moretta work for a potential 1-2-3 inning. No question about that.
He'll do it again. Is it possible to have a 1-2-3 inning with throwing 19, 20 pitches? These counts usually tilt towards the hitter. He struck him out with the cutter. The Cardinals made Moretta work for it, but he gets a ground out and two strikeouts. It is indeed a 1-2-3 start for the Mets' Moretta. Take a break when we come back. Mets swing the sticks for the first time tonight on Valley Live. Back here at Clover Park, that's the starting pitcher for the Palm Beach Cardinals. His name is Chen-Wei Lin. Actually was signed by the Cardinals around this time last year and reported right to Palm Beach and made his Cardinals organizational debut here at Clover Park. And he has been really good against the Mets this season. Two starts, six innings, one hit shutout, and then five innings, three hits, one unearned run. Mets lineup. A.J. Ewing, Jacob Reimer, Boston Barrow will be the top three. Reimer continues his rehab assignment from the hamstring injury. Ronald Hernandez, Colin Houck trying to shake off that 0-for-5 five-strikeout game yesterday. And then Cuevas, Vicencio Fañez, Mosquera, the bottom three. And we're going to be delayed starting this inning. And we noticed between innings that the home plate umpire, Josh Runge, was talking to Dan, the ABS guy, who works up here in the press level, and also to the Mets dugout. And something is not right with the ABS system. And, Jake, as you just pointed out, one of those pitches that was called the strike was actually not last inning.
Very close on the inside part of the plate, but looking at the ABS system on our computers here, it was definitely inside and probably should have been a ball.
Was that the last pitch of the inning?
It was not the last pitch of the inning. It was in the middle of the at-bat.
It was a 3-2 count, so that could have changed the outcome. So at some point in time, Josh Runge was calling, it appears, his own balls and strikes. So something is wrong with the communication system. He disappeared into the umpire locker room between innings, so we're not sure right now if that issue has been corrected or not. We'll effort to find that out. A.J. Ewing moving up to the leadoff spot. Fouls one away.
Now, if he is calling his own balls and strikes, Do players get to challenge?
I do not think so. I do not think they can just bump up a challenge to this day as this pitch is high. But he was definitely talking to Jordan Krause, Mets pitching coach, between innings. So perhaps saying, I can't hear him calling it on my own. They're not going to stop the game to fix that issue. Not mid-inning as Ewing goes down swinging. They'll try to sort it out between the inning breaks. The effort, all this is made in an effort to be more accurate and to speed the game up. They don't want the technology to slow the game down. So Chen-Wei Lin, he's got a fastball that can touch 99. The scoreboard might read a little hot down in Jupiter. We believe it to be very accurate here at Clover Park. As this fastball hits 97, low to Jacob Reimer. Reimer, 7 for 12 plus 3 walks in his 4 minor league rehab games with St. Lucie. That's a .688 on base percentage. He's hit safely in all 4 games. Slider really sharp at 85. It's 1-1. If only those numbers could last all season, right? 1-1 pitch, slider, strike 2. Lin against the Mets this year, 12 strikeouts in his 11 innings. 1-2 pitch is driven by Reimer into center, right at Chase Davis. Makes the catch.
Swing by Reimer, just unfortunately right at Davis in center field. Didn't have to move much to grab that one. See what the Mets can do here to try and extend the inning. Boston Barrow batting third in the lineup today, but hey, he's been one of the hotter hitters for the Mets over these last couple of games.
Boston Barrow's been hitting in the leadoff spot, now drops down to third, where he's the Mets' best hitter going by a long shot. In his last 6 games, Barrow's 13 for 25. It's a .520 batting average, plus 5 walks, 6 RBIs, 6 runs. He takes a strike, and it's 1-1. Good cutter. He's slashing .371, .437, and .435 in the month of July. And we think he's got a really good chance to be the FSL Player of the Month. 1-1 pitch misses at the changeup. Yeah, we have the final 4 games of this series plus 2 over in Fort Myers. That's the final 6 games of July. 1-2 pitch, slider in. And he's got that much time left to make his case. Swings and misses at the changeup. So Chen-Wei Lin's got all 3 pitches working. Fastball in the high 90s, slider, and changeup. Each pitcher with 2 strikeouts and a perfect first.
Time for our three keys to the game. Number one, clean it up. Only one error yesterday, which was good, but far too many other issues, wild pitches, pass balls, walks, etc. Number two, make Lynn work. We've seen his velocity dip the deeper he goes into games, so the more pitches you get him to throw, the better. And number three, cut down on the Ks. 17 strikeouts yesterday was the most in a game this season. Have to do better there.
A caveat to those 17 strikeouts, two came in the 10th inning, so it's the most strikeouts in an extra inning game, but not a 9-inning game. And you see, you can't play without an umpire, so they are still trying to resolve the issue with the communication between the ABS system and home plate umpire Josh Runge. He has an earpiece, and there's a wireless pack on his back belt, and he gets the little Siri or Alexa voice in his ear. It's his ball strike as it crosses the plate. That has not been functioning properly, and it's our understanding from the press box that he has been calling his own balls and strikes through the first inning and has dipped back into the umpire locker room to try to get this issue resolved again, trying to not stop the game mid-inning, but still trying to get it so it works right. There's Drew Buffelli, probably happy he's in the field tonight, not to deal with this, the home plate umpire. Moretta trying to stay loose. Jose Suarez standing off to the side. This is Dollar Night tonight. Tomorrow we have, what an experience this is going to be. The Mets are going to change identities. They're going to be the Malmo Oat Milkers. New MILB sponsorship with Oatly. And we got a thumbs up, so I'm going to assume Mr. Runge can now hear ball and strike in his earpiece. And we can have our ABS game continue. Big bouncer. Barrow's got to wait. Unloads to first just in the nick of time. To retire Suarez. One pitch, one out. So it took Edgar Moretta 19 pitches to retire the hitters 1-2-3 in the first. And it takes him one pitch to get first out of this inning.
Well, that's got to feel good. After coming out, had a little bit of a delay there, and then 19 pitches in the first inning, you get a quick one there. A nice job by Barrow. Had to wait it out, but fielded it cleanly and got a nice accurate throw over to first in the nick of time.
Four down. Moretta looking much better against the Cardinals here at Clover Park than he did down in Jupiter at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Now Chase Atkinson, you see that two home runs he's got this year? One of those came in the bottom of the ninth with the Mets leading 1-0 in Jupiter. Now walk-off home run, so going to hit only two home runs. Yeah, make them count, right? That was in the midst of the 12-game losing streak and losing 20 out of 22. Not fun times. Glad I brought that up, Jake. Jake can't even look at me. Well, Jake, it happened. Sir Chase Atkinson's family is watching and happily reminiscing. That game not on MILB TV, by the way, or Bally Live. As Murda's fallen behind 3-0. They don't have it down there in Jupiter. But we do not go back down there. We're done. All those nightmares can be put away, Jake.
Well, unless we go and make a run for the playoffs.
That's
and get
true.
Down there.
Palm Beach is in. Three one pitch. A good slider gets in there for strike two. Moretta, a wry smile there as Josh Runge rung up Chase Atkinson, but that is not strike three. Well, look, we're going to give Josh a pass here. It's been a trying first inning.
Well, dealing with the ABS system issues and
got the pitch clock to worry about. And it's
a lot going on.
3-2, and that's going to be ball four. So Atkinson becomes the first base runner of the entire game. One out walk in the top of the second. I'll bring to the plate Jose Cordoba, who kind of batting all over the lineup here. Batted seventh on Tuesday. Yesterday was batting second. Today it's sixth. fastball, cutter actually at 86. Well, fans, we're on Bally Live, New York Channel 2 tonight, right there in the Bally Live app homepage. And, we have a fan, key to the game. Fan suggests the key to the game. He deeper dive than me and you, Jake. UAB fan 92 says the main key is to work the breaking balls against the Cardinals. And at the plate, be patient and watch the slider changeup. Love fan input. He should have had the fourth key to the game.
He's absolutely right. It's one pitch that the Mets have struggled with is that slider sometimes, chasing it when it breaks out of the zone.
Swing and a miss. Speaking of chasing out of the zone, that's just what Jose Cordoba did. That's strikeout number 3 for Moretta.
Well, that's the same kind of pitch Moretta tried to get Atkinson with, but Atkinson laid off of it. This time Cordoba chases, and he's got another strikeout, third of the game.
Two down on yellow Encarnacion. Next, Atkinson remains on first base, a wide stance, but a short lead. Slider. UAB fan 92. Look at that. Calling for breaking balls and getting them. Knew this was a smart audience. Atkinson shuffling but not going. That fastball tied up Encarnacion, and he has the Cardinals guessing right now.
I mean, yeah, UAB fan who's made some great comments. You had Steven Spielberg in here a little while ago.
That's right. Unknown Geno has not made an appearance this year. I think he retired after the 2023 season. Nothing in two, and the slider down and away. That's the pitch that got Cordoba chasing, but Encarnacion lets it pass.
He wants that pitch maybe a little bit closer up in the zone, so it looks a little more tempting. That one tailed a little bit too much.
Atkinson running, pitches to the backstop, and that's going to be a stolen base.
Stolen base.
Atkinson off on the pitch, so the ball going to the backstop didn't really matter.
Well, Hernandez is a little surprised. He tried to go for an appeal there and thought that Encarnacion went around a little bit too much. He definitely took a pretty good half swing at it. Maybe, I don't know, that threw Hernandez off trying to snag that ball as it came in.
It's 2-2. Moretta's fastball right over the outside corner catches Encarnacion looking. Edgar Moretta looking strong and sharp tonight. 4 strikeouts in 2 hitless and scoreless innings. Ronald Hernandez, Colin Houck, and Johairo Cuevas will bat for the Mets in the second inning against Chen-Wei Lin. 2 strikeouts in a 1-2-3 first inning, only 14 pitches for Lin. Like Jake mentioned in the pregame show, he's a strong starter. The velocity ends up dipping pretty quickly after the first inning from what we saw. And, oh, no, 93 miles per hour right on the leg. And Ronald's will go down to first. Painful way to get on.
Well, and of course, it's Ronald Hernandez who takes the one right in on the leg, who seems like he's always getting banged up no matter where he's playing.
And pitch at 93 miles per hour just spiked right into that lower leg. Remember, he had that Tuesday night playing first base. Came in on a bunt. Tweaked something. Worried for him then and worried for him now. He will stay in the game, and Colin Houck back in there, and he takes a slider for a strike. No surprise to see that. They're going to feed him a bunch of sliders that every team has done. Trying to shake off the 0-for-5, five-strikeout game yesterday. Slider just missed inside. Does not get an off day. Just right back in there. All three pitches are sliders, and this one at the very top of the zone.
I think a big thing I'd like to see Houck do is just take some more cuts at some of these pitches. Listen, you might miss some, you might get some swinging strikeouts, but maybe good to just try to swing the bat and try to get good contact on one and get your confidence back up.
It's a slider and a strikeout. Hard slider down. So all those sliders at the top of the zone and then right to the bottom. And that's the third strikeout for Chen-Wei Lin. Lin, an interesting story. Pitched for Chinese Culture University in Taipei. Then went to the Northwoods League in 2022. Struggled there, but still got an opportunity in the MLB Draft League last summer and pitched well enough to be signed by St. Louis as Cuevas drives this out of play. And the Cardinals signed Chen-Wei Lin for $500,000 last July 3rd. Shortly thereafter, he made his Cardinals organizational debut here at Clover Park. And he's been good. He was good last year, and he's been pretty good this year, mainly against the Mets. He's 6'7". And, of course, he's touched 99 this year. Seen a very effective slider. There's a lot to like about Chen-Wei Lin's game. His fastball at 94, but already 97 has dropped down to 94.
One of the hardest things to do is throw that hard and that consistently all the time.
Cuevas, looks like maybe something in his eye will use his timeout. Cuevas, yesterday a tough start with three strikeouts in his first three at-bats, but a single and a walk in the eighth and tenth innings. So the game got down to crunch time. He got on. And he serves the ball into center field, dropping fast. Davis dives, and he makes a catch. Chase Davis returning to the spot where he was a SportsCenter number one play last summer. This catch, not as much on the line as that one, but maybe even better.
That was really well done by Davis, charging in fast. That ball was falling quickly. And not only to make the dive, but we've seen a lot of times where center fielders make that effort, and then the ball will pop out as they hit the ground. But Davis able to hold on to it.
Now look where he started. More left center and back. Ball ended up straight away middle depth center field. Yeah, last summer, he came to Clover Park after being drafted and made a diving catch in center field for the final out of the game with the winning run on second base, tying run on third. So if it had dropped, the Mets would have won the game. He caught it, ended it, and later that night, flipping through Sports Center, number one play. O2 to Villavicencio, and he will take this low. Kevin, yesterday 0-for-4, scored twice, reaching on an errant fielder's choice. He had that great eighth inning, reached on a fielder's choice, stole second base, stole third base, and on a strike three in the dirt against Fanyas, scrambled home when the catcher Loaiza threw to first base, tied the game. Here's a pitch in the dirt. Hernandez trying to run, and he's going to reach safely. Stumble off the bag and out. A hard slide feet first into second base, and then he could not stay on the bag. We'll take a look before we head to break. He had it because Sammy Hernandez, the catcher, was in no position to make a good throw. Yeah, just stumbled his foot right onto the bag and clearly off. So inning over, it's not a 1-2-3 inning, but Chen Wei Lin has faced the minimum through the first two. We are in the early stages of a pitcher's duel here at Kluber Park. We're in the third inning. There has not been a hit in the game. Just a walk by Moretta and hit batter by Chen Wei Lin. I don't think anybody's going to go all Dylan Cease on the mound today. Yeah, complete game no-hitter. It did for the San Diego Padres in our nation's capital. Not good news for the Mets. New York Mets. Mets need some of these wild card contenders to lose. Padres hot right now. The first pitch, swing and a foul by Braden Jobert. Jobert, second game of the series, went 1-for-4 yesterday with a walk and a double. Moretta's pitch is inside. 1-1.
Man, that was a tough pitch. Just missed the zone.
Need ABS to go down again. The strike zone expands. Slider at the top. 1-2. That slider is working wonders right now for both pitchers. And if they could keep that up, it's going to be a really tough day for as long as they're both in the game. Slider went too far, didn't he? Yep, he did. Strikes out swinging. First base umpire Drew Buffelli calling that a swing. Three straight strikeouts for Moretta and five in the game in the first eight batters. And this is the sharpest he's looked since putting on a St. Lucie uniform.
It was still early in the game, but there's no question that both these pitchers have looked really, really good. You know, everybody throwing strikes, throwing pitches just out of the zone and getting guys to fish for it.
Starts Espinosa with the fastball inside. Espinosa yesterday 1-for-4. Scored twice. Scored the winning run in the 10th inning, the free run. Made the last out of the ninth. He went 1-for-4 in the opener. Both of his hits, bunt singles. Reimer's going to have to be aware of that. Not expect it now with the one ball, one strike count. But down the line, Mets have to be wary of that. Another bouncer foul. Wake up, Matt. Matt, cameraman, didn't even flinch.
Seen that one before. He would just let it go right by.
1-2, slider, ground ball to Barrow. We'll backhand it, set, throw, good play. Two up, two down. so far. Lots of strikes from Moretta. And good defense by the Mets. First time through the order. There was only one base runner, a walk.
Barrow's been a busy guy over there at shortstop. Had made a couple of nice plays.
Three.
One there.
Two hit right to him, and then the deflected one off Moretta. Off the bat of Trey Page, who's back up. Boston busy at third base yesterday and now at shortstop tonight. Sometimes in the stretches where the ball just finds you. And strike one on a slider. It's more like a curveball.
It's a really nice pitch, just sliding it in there after it looked like it was going to be well outside.
That was at 80. The slider's been more 86 miles an hour and sharper. Fastball is outside, one and one, so perhaps Moretta unveiling a new pitch second time through the order. A broken bat liner, run down by Reimer. Another 1-2-3 inning for Edgar Moretta with help from his defense. Tallies another strikeout as well. He's through three scoreless and hitless innings. We'll head to the home third. No score in this one yet. Between innings, you saw those highlights of the FCL Mets from prior in the FCL season. FCL season ended today. Happy to report the FCL Mets defeated the Nationals 4-3 in seven innings. FCL team finishes 23-28. Won't miss the postseason. The FCL season might be over, but that doesn't mean everybody over there is just heading home for the year. As this pitch is outside for ball 1-2. Kevin Villavicencio back at the plate after Hernandez was out on an advance up to second. Slider, and it's 1-1. My understanding is that the complex teams will continue to play each other, just not in official games. Ground ball foul. Ooh, good stop there by Yuki. No glove.
That was a great play. Snagged it, pulled it in, and he was ready to make a throw. Yeah,
smile, Yuki, you're on camera. That might have been the best play by a coach at either first or third we've seen here at Clover Park. You know who appreciates that? Jose Cordoba down in left field. He was kind of shaded to right center and deep. So it would be extra long for him to run if he had to go flag that ball down. Lynn, emotionless out there. Check swing, did he go? No. That was about as stoic a look from a pitcher as we've seen all season. Just expressionless, all business, trying to match Moretta. This time, too far, it appears, yes. Went around on appeal, and that is strikeout number four for Chen-Wei Lin.
Now both these pitchers just trying to match each other, and both of them have done very well, punch for punch.
Got nine strikeouts in this game, and we're not even in the fourth inning. Fanyas next. He's swung a good bat recently. Maybe he's the guy the Mets need to get the offense going. This has not been an offensive series, very unlike the previous series the Mets played down in Jupiter against the Hammerheads. This has been much more pitching dominant, and the story has been the defense and the relative sloppiness, both sides really. I'm sure Palm Beach will tell you that they have not played very clean these first two games either. This ball is in the dirt. Let's see, yesterday Palm Beach had four hits in the 10 innings. Mets only had six. Game one of the series, Palm Beach out-hit St. Lucie 7-6. There were six errors in the game. Four for St. Lucie, two for Palm Beach. A different type of series than last week, as this fastball is cut on and foul tipped. And that one caught a piece of Sammy Hernandez, who's in some pain.
Feels like no catcher is safe back there. Never feels good to take a pitch off a foul ball. Hopefully he's okay.
And Jeff Casey, athletic trainer, will come and check on Hernandez. So more on that FCL season coming to a close. And we'll see what happens, whether some of those players end up getting some time in St. Lucie, final month plus, or if they just stay over there in the complex and continue to work and train. Of course, the draft guys have been signing. I think the Mets have signed 18 out of the 20 draft picks. No word on the last two. We actually met Jake, one of the drafted players today. A high school pick from North Liberty High School, Missouri, Trey Snyder. Seemed like a nice young man. He was down by our offices signing his contract officially. One of the three Mets high schoolers. Two have now signed, including Trey. Trey was interested in being a future broadcaster. I said, play baseball as long as you can, Trey. He said, that's the plan. 2-2 pitch. Fanyas fouls one away. Oh, Ray down there. Ray's, Ray looked more fearful than Matt did on the foul ball.
Two completely different reactions.
Lynn's pitch is grounded by Fanyas out to second. Page makes the play. Two up, two down in the home third, and four straight retired by Chen-Wei Lin.
Well, to briefly go back to our Mets prospect, too, mentioned being wanting to be a broadcaster. Well, one of the best things you can do, especially if you're going to be a color commentator, is playing lots of baseball, because then you'll know the game and all the ins and outs.
Mosquera next, nine man to hit. He takes a slider for a strike. Mentioned it in the broadcast yesterday, but since St. Lucie dropped down to single A in the 3 years ago, no high school player has been drafted, as reported to St. Lucie that same year. Maybe Trey becomes the first. Maybe not. Certainly a future St. Lucie Met, we hope. Not later this summer, next year. 0-2 to Mosquera. Slider goes too far on appeal. He did. Another strikeout for Chen-Wei Lin. Boy, what a pitching matchup this has turned into. Lin versus Moretta. Five strikeouts each through the first three innings. Still without a hit in this game. Well, that was light lifting for me, Jake. Now you have the play-by-play for the middle three innings. Good luck. No runs, no hits, no errors for either team.
Hang on now. I might need to let you keep doing it the way this game has been going.
Well, it started at 6:10. We played 45 minutes. Everybody's happy right now, Jake. Don't let us down.
No pressure. Edgar Moretta back out on the mound, trying to continue what he's been doing all game long. First pitch just inside for ball one, facing off.
Uh-oh, Jake.
Against Sammy Hernandez.
Look at what you've done.
It's one pitch. A 1-0 pitch from Moretta. And a ground ball, and that one is going to be foul.
That's called a fair ball.
And nobody really knew it, even Hernandez. Now the Mets players are trying to pick it up. Hernandez is on second base.
The only one who acted like that was a fair ball was the umpire who pointed fair. Everybody else kept it as foul. So I think the Mets are still stumped. Yuki's on the top step. But, the call's going to stand, right? There's no way this can be changed.
I would be very surprised if it does change.
That was a foul ball. It was definitely foul. Now, Reimer is out there at third, signaling where he touched it. Clearly foul. The umpire just missed it.
I thought it was foul for sure.
Yeah, and then everybody did, even the batter.
Hernandez, once he realized it was fair, started taking off, and then a couple of Mets players got over to it, but it's called fair, so
it's a double.
So it's a double for Hernandez, and a runner on second now with nobody out.
That's a tough way to give up your first hit of the day. Foul ball, it's called the double. Look, nobody's got a better view than the umpire, but man, we've seen balls like that all season, clearly foul. So we're going to get another look here. I don't know if we're going to get to the... That's not even close.
I'm surprised, too. No,
well, Willie Martin's pointing. Maybe he sold it. Third base coach for Palm Beach and the substitute manager for Gary Kendall this week.
No benefit from the replay system. They don't have that here in single A. Too bad we couldn't show them the broadcast.
Our broadcast's good enough. We could do that.
We definitely could. 0-1 pitch. And a line drive in a right field. This one going all the way to the track and over Fanyas' head. Picks it up, and it's a throw in. But meanwhile, both runners will hold here at second and third.
What in the world is Sammy Hernandez doing? How is he not in? That ball was a bouncer off the warning track in right field, and he's starting at second base. How did he not score?
He started to take a little bit of a turn at third, but then held up.
Did he think that ball was going to be caught?
Maybe thought it was going to get caught by Fanyas, but sure didn't look like it right off the bat. Nonetheless, now a chance for Moretta to work around it a little bit.
How often do you see a double, back-to-back doubles and no runs?
Runners on second and third. Jose Suarez at the plate. He'll take this pitch low for a ball. 1-0 count. So Moretta facing his first traffic on the bases in this game. This pitch is outside. And it's a 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes. Runners on second and third with no outs. Moretta trying to fight back. 2-0 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike one. So Moretta comes back with a nice heater. Well, Adam, I kind of have to blame you a little bit here. You gave me the play-by-play, and you put some pressure on me, and now we've had two base runners.
No pressure, no diamonds.
Two balls, one strike now. Pitch on the way from Moretta. And it swung on and missed for strike two.
I'm engulfed in the replay, watching it 500 times here of the ball that was called fair. I just don't see it. I just don't see it.
2-2 count now to Suarez. Pitch on the way. And that's outside, taken for ball three. So the count will run full. Slider that just broke a little bit too much. They're trying to pick up the first out of this inning. Payoff pitch. And that misses low for ball four. So all of a sudden, after Moretta was cruising through the lineup, we now have a bases-loaded situation for Chase Atkinson. Things have turned quickly here after the foul ball that was called fair. And Jordan Krause is going to head out to the mound to talk things over.
Well, no question for the Mets, that's a bummer. But the double that followed by Davis was a no doubt. So that's the clean hit and then the walk. And that was a tough battle. And, I thought Moretta, I didn't see any sulking after that call. I saw a lot of confusion. And the only two people who thought that ball was fair in this ballpark, the third base coach, Martin, and home plate umpire. Everybody else had basically stopped and played a routine foul. But, yeah, you're right, Jake. The Mets have their work cut out for them. And see if they can manage to wiggle their way out of this inning without too much damage. A long way to go still in this game.
Atkinson drew a walk his first time up.
He's the only base runner of the first three innings.
First pitch to him. It's a called strike. Slider that finds the zone. So Moretta ahead here, 0-1. And timeout called by Atkinson. So just his batting gloves. We'll step back in, looking for our first run of the ball game. Palm Beach with the bases loaded here, nobody out. 0-1, and that's taken high for a ball. Counts evened up at one apiece. Hernandez on third, Davis on second, Suarez on first. Moretta is set, and the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball, and this one is called foul. Chopped off the inside part of the plate, so everybody will head back. And Moretta now ahead in the count 1-2. What a turn of events this has been. They're cruising right along in this game. Big opportunity for Palm Beach. 1-2 from Moretta. And that's inside, gets away from Hernandez, but quickly picks it up. Did not get far enough away. All runners will hold. It's 2-2 count.
Other thing to keep an eye on is Ronald's only caught. This is just his second game since June 28th catching. And he's had to. A couple have gotten by, but with nobody on base, or only one runner on first and two outs. Not a big issue. Now everything's kind of heightened.
Two balls, two strikes. And a swing and a miss for strike three. Moretta gets a huge strikeout. Now one out in the inning with the bases remaining loaded.
Well, that is something that Moretta can rely on because he's been so lethal with the strikeouts the first three innings, getting a lot of silly swings, that he can, dig deep and find one. And they have not been difficult for him to get tonight. Needed one there, and now the Mets are just a hard ground ball away from perhaps getting out of this inning.
First pitch popped up in on the air. This one, though, should get into the stands. It will.
And Ronald running down to the dugout. That's how badly, a lot of Mets went for that. That's how badly they want this second out. They can feel it right now that they got a chance to get out of this inning unscathed.
Jose Cordoba struck out in the second inning in his first plate appearance. One out in the inning, double play ball, can't end it. The next out, certainly a big one, takes away the sacrifice fly play. 0-1 count with the bases juiced. Pitch on the way from Moretta. Swung on and missed for strike two.
Cordoba We saw him yesterday when he got to a two-strike count. Did not tighten up. He took huge swings. And see if he shortens up today, but that was a long-reaching swing. Maybe Moretta can collect another strikeout.
He's set. And his 0-2 pitch fouled off.
Again, that is a mighty cut with the two-strike count, 0-2 count. There's no signs of shortening the swing at all.
Maybe something Moretta can take advantage of by getting the pitch a little bit out of the zone. One out, bases loaded. So looking for our first run. And the 0-2 pitch is hit high in the air down towards left field. Mosquera racing back at the track, and it's over his head off the wall. One run will come in. A second run is in. Third runner on his way home. The relay throw, and it is in time for the out. So now two away in the inning, but a couple runs come in to score, and Palm Beach has taken the lead.
Yeah, Suarez, that was aggressive, trying to score from first base. Great relay. And Barrow's throw was spiked. And Cuevas, the first baseman, instead of letting it pass, watch this, instead of letting this ball pass, which might have trickled in, he put some mustard on it and got the out. That is a calculated play by Cuevas. As that ball was going to reach home plate, it was slowing down. But Cuevas, man, what a play, what a relay.
Suarez out at home, and now Yukari De La Cruz is going to head out to the mound and make a pitching change. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, the new pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets. Welcome back to Clover Park. Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald with you. New pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets. It's Miguel Alfonseca in the game here. Been a workhorse guy from the bullpen. He's asked to get one more out in this inning. Try and stop the bleeding with Palm Beach leading 2-0.
Well, there's a lot to unpack that last play. First of all, that was 2 feet away from a grand slam. Also, 0-2 count. That was a middle slider. That was a missed pitch by Moretta. It's the Mets fortunate that it's only 2-0 and not 4-0 right now. And also, as you see, a timeout called by Hernandez for a step off. Great play by Mosquera off the wall. A tremendous field to field bat, spin and throw. Great throw to Barrow.
Fonseca working against and Encarnacion. He grounds this one to Barrow. Barrow looks to third, then throws to first. It's offline, safe. And now Cuevas will watch Cordoba back to third base.
Yeah, good job by Cuevas to not quit on the play. So it's going to be a throwing error that should have ended the inning. But Cuevas to catch this ball, number one and two. Eyes up. Eyes up to make sure that, you know, Cordoba didn't sneak in home.
Barrow, who's been a busy guy and has made some great throws, can't quite get that one on target. And now it's runners on the corners with two outs here for Joubert.
Yeah, so that's another error. That's a rather routine throw that could have gotten the Mets out of the inning. And this has been a major issue with this team since the All-Star break. Trying to hold on here.
Javert will take this pitch for a called strike.
And as for the full relay, 7-6-3-2. It's a four-man relay to get that out at the plate.
Got there in time, though. 0-1 pitch finds a zone, and Al Fonseca is ahead 0-2.
Look, and Suarez, as far as we could tell, I mean, he was running on contact, or pretty close to it, but he never slowed down around there. That's just what a great play by Mosquera. You're going to see on the box score 7-6-3 put up, but man, that you cannot do that any better.
0-2 pitch comes inside, and that will hit Jobert. So he'll head on down to first, and the bases are again loaded.
One final note on Mosquera there. He's not a left fielder. He is an infielder by trade. But man, you could put him at catcher, and I think he'd hold his own. That's how good he is defensively.
He has been fantastic for the Mets all season long, and he's made a couple of nice plays out there in left field when he's been out there before. He's not there often. Well, now it's going to be Espinoza to the plate here for Palm Beach with the bases loaded and two outs. Palm Beach leading 2-0. Espinoza 0-for-1. And he lines the first pitch into left field. Mosquera running over to it, and he's going to make the catch for the third and final out. So Palm Beach scores 2. And the damage could have been a lot worse. Mets trail as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Back now at Clover Park. Lynn returns to the mound here for Palm Beach Cardinals. And this one's flown into left field. Cordoba underneath it. He'll make the catch for the first out. So one pitch, one out. It's A.J. Ewing flies that one into left field. Lynn, a chance to get ahead of Moretta. He had been matching Moretta the whole way through. With a tough inning. And Palm Beach scores 2, leaves the bases loaded. Mets trying to do the same now. Jacob Reimer at the plate. First pitch is taken for a strike. Fastball at 94. And a couple shakeoffs of his catcher. Now the 0-1. This is outside. Counts evened up at 1-1. Lynn set 1-1 pitch on the way. That one misses just a little bit low. It's a 2-1 count to Reimer. Spoke with Reimer during the pregame show. Talked about how he's just trying to have fun out there. 2-1, half swing, goes too far, and it's strike two. Back down here on rehab assignment, said that his leg was feeling good. Trying to get back up to Brooklyn. Two balls and two strikes. One set and he'll deal. Reimer watches this one fly outside for a full count. Payoff pitch. And it swung on and missed. Reimer took a huge cut and fell down. So two away in the inning and another strikeout for Lynn. And now Boston Barrow to the plate. Take a look one more time. And Reimer was trying to send this one to the moon. And that back foot just kind of kicked underneath them. So here's Boston Barrow. Struck out in the first inning. Takes that pitch inside for a called strike. One pitch, fouled off by Barrow. And the count at 0-2. Barrow trying to fight his way back and extend this inning for the Mets. And timeout taken by Barrow late, but granted. He's going to step out. Shin-Wei Lin looking for a 1-2-3 inning after his offense put up two. The 0-2 pitch fouled off down the left field side. We'll do it once more. No balls, two strikes. Nobody on and two outs. And a ground ball up the middle, fielded by Espinoza. He'll throw to first. It's in time for the third and final out. So Lynn responds with another 1-2-3 inning. He continues to cruise right along. We'll head to the fifth inning. Palm Beach looking for more, leading 2-0. Back down in Port St. Lucie, Mets and Cardinals in game three of this six-game series. Cardinals lead the series 2-0. They lead this game 2-0. Al Fonseca back out on the mound for the Mets, and Trey Page leading it off for Palm Beach. First pitch grounded foul down near the Palm Beach dugout. Al Fonseca ahead 0-1. Page 0-2 so far today with a ground out and a line out. Canseco will come set. And the 0-1 pitch swung on and missed for strike two. Page has fallen behind quickly. The Mets trying to respond now with a quick inning of their own as Page takes a timeout. One ball's two strikes, and this pitch is in the dirt. It's a little bit too low, and the count moves to 1-2. One-two pitch, and that's way outside, taken for ball two. Count's evened up here to Trey Page. Two from Alfonseca. Line drive caught by A.J. Ewing. A nice job to leap up and grab that one. Lost his hat as he made the catch. No one out in the inning. Ewing leaping up on a ball at 93.3 miles per hour off the bat. Now it'll be Sammy Hernandez at the plate. Rounds this one foul. Hernandez, who led off that fourth inning with a double where we thought it was going to be a foul ball. Our home plate umpire, Josh Runge, called it fair. Nobody knew it initially, but Hernandez ended up on second to kick off the inning. No balls, one strike. Pitch on the way from Alfonseca. And it's grounded foul once more. Again down that left field line. Mascara has to retrieve another one. Hernandez behind 0-2. Take a set and the pitch. Taken just outside for a ball. It's a 1-2 count. One, two, flown into left field. Mascara underneath this one makes an adjustment, and he's got it for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down. And now Chase Davis heads to the plate. Davis, who responded with a double of his own back in the fourth inning, but did not get an RBI after Hernandez held at third. He takes the first pitch low for ball one. Pitch. Called strike. Good slider that finds his own. Counts even up at 1-1. A 1-1 pitch. And this one's lined into left center. DeVicencio heading back, and it's over his head as he reached up for it. Meanwhile, Davis stands on second base with another double. Back-to-back doubles for Chase Davis. And the Cardinals will have a two-out base runner. DeVicencio just stuck his glove up, trying to at least knock that one down. Landed over his head, and Palm Beach with another base runner. Looking for more. They lead 2-0. It'll be Jose Suarez at the plate. Drew a walk. His last time up, there's Clutch hanging out with the fans. First pitch taken for a called strike. And it finds his own. He is on second, 0-1 pitch. Lined into the netting for a foul ball. Now Fonseca's ahead of Suarez, 0-2. Trying to end this inning before any more damage is done. Strand that runner at second. 0-2 pitch. And it's foul tipped right to the backstop. Two outs, runner on second. And a swing and a miss for strike three. Alfonseca gets a strikeout, strands the runner at second. Palm Beach leads 2-0 as the Mets get set to bat in the bottom of the fifth here at Clover Park. We'll be right back after this. Back now at Clover Park. Mets looking to try and respond, trailing 2-0 here in game three of the six-game series. Ronald Hernandez will lead it off for the Mets. Lynn back out for his fifth inning of work. Sent the first pitch on its way to Hernandez. He lines this one in the right field, but it'll be foul into the netting. Hernandez hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance. He was 0-for-4 yesterday, trying to break that streak. Should be paused as Suarez has to pick this ball up in right field. Hernandez just behind Boston Barrow in batting average. He's also played really well this month. A one pitch. And this one's lined into right field. But it will be caught by Suarez. Takes a couple steps back. And there's one away in the inning. Chinwei Lin has continued to retire Mets consistently. It's the one hit by pitch in this game. Just one base runner for the Mets looking to try and break that. Here's Colin Houck. Struck out in the second inning. I'll take this pitch for a called strike. Houck also looking to break his 0-for-6, 6 strikeout streak. There's the 0-1 from Lynn. And he flies this one down towards the right side. This will get into the stands for a foul ball. So Houck now behind 0-2. Couple of kids trying to grab a souvenir foul ball. 0-2 pitch, taken for a called strike three. So Houck goes down looking. And it's his seventh straight strikeout, going back to last night. I've got a tough streak right now. Here's Jairo Cuevas now, 0-for-1, flew out in the second inning. Look to try and void what would be the fourth 1-2-3 inning. He flies this one into center field. Davis ranging back. He's underneath it. And he's got it for the third and final out. So Lynn, another 1-2-3 inning. He keeps the Palm Beach Cardinals up two as we get set to head to the sixth here in Port St. Lucie. Miguel Alfonseca returning to the mound, looking to keep Palm Beach at just two runs. Face off against Chase Atkinson to lead off the inning. Atkinson 0-for-1 so far today. Struck out in the fourth and drew a walk in the second. And he takes that first pitch for a ball. Slow. So far, the fourth inning, the difference in this game. Other than that, it's been a pitcher's duel all the way through. 1-0 pitch, called strike. And the count's evened at 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, and this is lined in the left field. Mosquera racing in, but he'll stop and play this one on the hop. And it's a base hit for Atkinson to lead off the inning. A leadoff runner here for Palm Beach. And that'll be Jose Cordoba to the plate. Doubled in the fourth inning. Struck out in the second. Lines the first pitch foul. Behind 0-1. The ball's one strike. Alfonseca set and the pitch on the way. And this is lined again into right field. Alfonseca ahead 0-2 on Cordoba. Cordoba takes a timeout. Runner on first. And the 0-2 pitch outside. Hernandez had to dive to grab that one. And the count moves to 1-2. Take a long hold. And the 1-2 pitch lined in the left center. Underneath it is Vivasencio. He'll make the catch. And there's one away in the inning. Well, one down, and now Encarnacion will step up to the plate. 0-2. Did reach on an error by Barrow in the fourth inning. Swings at the first pitch. It's grounded foul. He's behind 0-1. No balls, one strike with a runner on first and one out. Slider that breaks just out of the zone. Now it's evened up at 1-1. Alfonseca set. And the pitch on the way. And it's swung on and missed for strike two. I'm swinging at the slider. And timeout taken by Encarnacion. Down to the count. One ball and two strikes. One-two pitch. That's taken high for a ball. Counts evened up. Hit two apiece. Now Fonseca has come into this game and done a nice job at settling things back down for the Mets after a tough fourth inning. 2-2. And this one's fouled off into the seats. Now remain even at 2-2. Encarnacion waits on the 2-2 pitch. Here it is. And he takes it low for a ball. Count has run full on Alfonseca. Atkinson standing on first with one out. He's going to go. Pitch is inside, and it's ball four. So a walk issue to Encarnacion. And runners on first and second now for Palm Beach with one out. And that'll bring up Braden Joubert. 0-1 today. Struck out in the third. Was hit by a pitch in the fourth. Looking for his first hit of the ballgame. So the Mets with a little bit of traffic on the base pass. And the first pitch grounded right into the Cardinals' dugout, then bounces out. And it's 0-1 to Joubert. Fonseca will come set in the 0-1. Swung on and missed for strike two. And a nice sinker fools Joubert. So Fonseca ahead 0-2 with one out, runners on first and second. Timeout taken here. As hitters tend to do with two strikes, take a timeout, make an adjustment. Look over at second, now the pitch home. And it's a ground ball and a broken bat, but foul. Joubert will head back to the dugout and acquire some new wood. Alfonseca ahead, 0-2 on Joubert. One out in the inning. Mets trailing 2-0. Take a long hold, and now the 0-2 pitch. Fly ball center field. DeVincenzo racing back. This one all the way over the wall and is gone for a 3-run home run. So on an 0-2 count, Jobert launches one over left center. And his extended Palm Beach's lead 5-0. Jobert caught all of that one, and it just kept on carrying. And now this ball fouled off the top of the netting, and it's 0-1 to Espinoza. A 3-run home run really opened up this game. Palm Beach's offense swinging well. Now the 0-1 pitch into center field. This time, DeVincenzo will be able to get underneath it and make the catch for the second out of the inning. And now it's back to the top of the lineup in Trey Page. Page has to jump out of the way of this one. Count moves to 1-0. And one thing the Mets have done really well all season long is responding. This pitch is taken high and outside for ball 2. But still needing to end this inning to get a chance to try and do that. Trailing 5-0. 2-0 in the dirt, and that's ball 3. So Alfonseca falls behind Page. And the 3-0 pitch. Taken high for ball 4. So it's a 4-pitch walk, and Page will stand on first with 2 away in the inning. Another runner on the base pass for Palm Beach, and now pitching coach Jordan Kras is going to head out to the mound to talk things over with Alfonseca. Came into the game needing another out in the 4th inning after things started to get away from Edgar Moretta, and then pitched well in the 5th, and was looking good in the 6th, but then a walk and a 3-run home run. And now he's found himself in a little more trouble with a runner on first and 2 outs. But hopefully Jordan Kras can calm him back down and can get right back on track. Keep the Mets in this game. Tough luck for the Mets, who looked like they were going to be going mano for mano at a pitcher's duel with Chin-Wei Lin. Pitch is taken low by Sammy Hernandez. The count moves to 1-0. Hernandez working on a 1-for-3 day today. A 1-0 pitch, and that's inside. Hernandez had to scoot out of the way. 2 balls, no strikes. And this one will find the zone. Alfonseca gets it right over the plate for a strike. And that called strike at the knees. Fastball. Counts evened up at 2-2. 6 hits in the ballgame, all of them belonging to Palm Beach. 2-2 pitch, misses outside. Count runs full. And now Page, who's on first, will be running. payoff from Alfonseca. And it's a ground ball fielded by Reimer as he runs in, throws to first in time for the out. Nice job by Jacob Reimer to make that play, but not before Palm Beach launches a three-run home run from Braden Joubert. They now lead 5-0 as we head to the bottom of the sixth here at Clover Park. Chin-Wei Lin back out for inning number 6. Been pitching well. Mets trying to make some adjustments here as they trail 5-0 against the Palm Beach Cardinals on this Thursday night. And they get off for St. Lucie is Kevin Villavicencio. Grounds the first pitch foul down the left field side. Cari De La Cruz will pick that one up. He's been helping out Cordova over there in left field. Made that nice play at third base earlier in the game. He's kind enough to go get that one for him. Good guy, Yuki. 0-1 pitch. And it's taken low by Villavicencio for a ball one. The Mets offense has been really good over the last couple of days. Only able to score 3 last night. As Villavicencio grounds this one, and Yuki makes another play. Cari De La Cruz making some great plays over there down on the third base side. Gave that ball to a fan as well. Villavicencio behind in the count 1-2. Pitch on the way from Lynn. Check swing. Did he go on appeal? No. The count's evened up at 2-2. And the Mets offense have been playing really well ever since they scored 17 on Lakeland. A little bit quieter last night, but still was able to get runs on the board. They've been shut down by Lynn here. And this one, a protection type of swing by Villavicencio. Does get a piece of it, though, and the count will stay even. And 2 balls and 2 strikes. Somebody will have to try and make an adjustment to get to Lynn. 2-2 pitch. And that's grounded down the left field side. Yuki's getting a workout in. Has to go grab that one as well. Villavicencio fighting here. And then we'll deliver the 2-2 pitch. And that's a called strike 3. Villavicencio down looking. And then starts out the 6th inning with yet another strikeout. That is the 12th straight retired Met. Mets have had 1 base runner in this game. A hit by pitch on Ronald Hernandez back in the 2nd inning. Here's Willie Fañez. And he lines this pitch into right field. Suarez going back, and that's down for a base hit. The Mets have their first of the game. Fañez headed to second. He's going to go for three. Throw coming in. Slide by Fañez, not in time. And it's a triple for Willy Fañez, and the Mets have their first hit of the game. Well, that's a great way to break up being no hit. Fañez lines one all the way into right field and turned on the Jets to pick up a triple. Now the Mets with an opportunity to get their first run on the board. It'll be Diego Mosquera at the plate with one out. Fañez 90 feet away. Mosquera takes this for a called strike. He's behind 0-1. See if that hit can rally the Mets offense. Trail 5-0 in this game. 0-1 pitch just outside. Count evens up at 1-1. Mosquera struck out in the third inning. You'll see the 1-1. Ground ball, but foul. Count moves to 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Runner on third for the Mets here in the bottom of the sixth. And this one grounded right towards Page, and he can't handle it as it bounces into right field. And the Mets have their first run of the ball game.
E4 fielding RBI on the play.
It's called an E4, but still an RBI for Diego Mosquera. That one 91 miles an hour is off the bat. Here's another look at it. It just bounced right out of Page's glove as he went down on an E to try and field it. Couldn't do it. One out in the inning and a runner on first. Here's A.J. Ewing back to the top of the lineup for the Mets. He takes ball one. Now we're getting later into the game. And one of our three keys to the game, we talked about how Lynn's power kind of tails off on his pitches as Ewing strikes this one foul. So maybe an opportunity brewing for the Mets here to get to Lynn and get him out of this game. Timeout by AJ. Lynn, who had retired 12 straight St. Lucie Mets, has now given up a triple and then an error. 1-1 pitch is in the dirt. Ewing will take for a ball. Count moves to 2-1. AJ 0-for-2 so far today, looking for his first hit of the game. And this will now be the third time through the lineup for Lynn. Usually a place where hitters can start to make adjustments. 2-1, ground ball. Going to go to second for one. Now to first off the bag. And Ewing will avoid the double play.
Choice.
But Mosquera is out at second base, and it's a fielder's choice for Ewing. That'll bring up Jacob Reimer. Two outs in the inning, and a runner on first for the Mets. They trail 5-1.
Correction.
Reimer takes this pitch inside, and it's ball one. Reimer aware 0-for-2 day. 1-0 pitch, ground ball foul. Reimer has been really hot at the plate in his minor league rehab assignment. for the Mets, batting 500 right now. Came into the game batting over 500. Talked to him before the game. He mentioned that really he knows that not a lot of pressure as he's trying to work his way back, and he's just trying to have fun. He's been able to do that last couple of games. 1-1 swung on and missed, and he's behind the 1-2 here. Trying to extend this inning for the Mets, which they have scored their first run in. And the 1-2 pitch fouled off into the seats. Reimer stays alive. Trying to protect the plate. We'll take a timeout. One ball and two strikes. Lynn up to 78 pitches. There is some action in the Palm Beach bullpen. 1-2 pitch, and that's outside, taking for a ball two. It's a 2-2 count with two outs and a runner on first. And set pitch on the way. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Called out at home. And that will end the inning. But the Mets do get one on the board. It's 5-1 as we head to the seventh.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you from Clover Park. The Mets trail 5-1. Jake, what happened? I handed the game over to you in the fourth inning. No score, no hits, no errors. Look at all those runs and errors and hits that happened on your watch. So I'm looking at the scoreboard out there. Josh, show that scoreboard.
I don't know what happened, Adam. Somebody in the Bio Live chat said I was talking about the no-hitter to when I wasn't supposed to be. So
I had all zeros in the first three. Then blame Jake. Here we go with Chase Davis, who's doubled. Jake, you called two. Chase Davis doubles. I called the strikeout from him, so I'm sure he wishes you were back in the saddle up here in the play-by-play seat. It's Nick Bautista, the new pitcher for the Mets, their third of the night. His first appearance this week, as he is ahead 0-2. Miguel Alfonseca, 2 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, all on the 3-run homer by Braden Joubert. He walked 2 and struck out 1, 51 pitches, 33 strikes. A ground ball to first. Is it going to stay fair? Yes, Cuevas will take it to the bag. So, make a note. Chase Davis 2-for-2, 2 doubles under Jake's watch. He's 0-for-2 with the strikeout and the ground out when I'm calling play-by-play. And I also called his, basically his highlight reel. The SportsCenter number one play last year and a great play tonight. So maybe it's a wash, though.
What are you trying to say?
It's a wash. It's a wash. I'm trying to compliment you. It's, Jose Suarez is up. Ground out, walk, strikeout for him.
Listen, to be fair here, when you gave me the play-by-play, I said, hang on, Adam, maybe you should keep going here.
You did.
Things are going really well. But you gave it to me anyway.
I did. It was set in stone. We can't move off that. This ball is fouled off to the right.
All jokes aside, though, this has been a tough game for the Mets. They've pitched it very well, but a couple of mistakes here and there, which has been the story of the Mets' last couple of games. Those little things adding up on them.
Yeah, and today they had to battle a bad call. That leadoff double in the fourth inning, which clearly to us and on replay was foul. You're starting in a hole right there. There's a slicer into right field, and that's going to be a lunging miss there by Fañez just out of the glove. And it will be a double for Suarez. Fañez so close to making a tremendous catch just on the edge of the mitt. Not rally it into the glove fully.
Oh, man, he nearly had it there. Made a great effort to try and get to that one. Just a little bit late getting there.
He had that one in foul ground yesterday that popped out of his mitt, so he's been close the last 2 days to making a couple really nice catches. Another double. Davis has two. Sammy Hernandez has one. Cordova one. Now Suarez. Five doubles tonight for Palm Beach. They only had four hits as a team in 10 innings yesterday. Atkinson has had a productive night. One for two. Single and a walk. Pitches outside. Fastball cut on, and it's 1-1. Continues to be throwing in the Palm Beach bullpen. We'd expect the night is done for Chen-Wei Lin. 80 pitches in six one-hit innings. Ironically, the Mets' run against him tonight earned. Only earned run against him in 17 innings this year. Slider away, two balls into strike.
And just as we kind of talked about, too, Adam, the Mets starting to get to him later in the game. Unfortunately, he's going to go out at this point. And the Mets will have to try and work things around, potentially a new pitcher.
Fastball fouled back. Palm Beach, each game in the series, their starter has now turned in six innings. Quality starts. Game one, it was Savakul, six innings, three hits. Or six hits, three runs. He was throwing a no-hitter into the fourth. Yesterday, Davila, six shutout innings with 11 strikeouts. Today, Lynn, six more innings, no walks, nine strikeouts. And he carried a no-hitter into the sixth. So the Mets have faced really good pitching from starters this week. Slider fouled away.
It should definitely be noted that we've talked a lot about the little mistakes the Mets have made that have hurt them, and they certainly have, but credit where credit is due. Palm Beach has, especially their starters, has played extremely well, given them great opportunities to win these games.
They've been second meeting in this inning, the three batters between Bautista and Hernandez. In case you're wondering, the starter for Palm Beach tomorrow, listed starter Hunter Kublik, who has not been good against the Mets this year. And he won't be facing the Mets. He'll be facing the Oat Milkers.
He'll be facing the Oat Milkers.
Brace yourself accordingly. Another 2-2 pitch, and this one's up and away for ball three. Time called. It's Hernandez. It's a disengagement.
Well, it just kind of feels like Hernandez and Bautista are not on the same page. I've talked it over a couple of times. Now a timeout taken by Hernandez here.
Three-two pitch. In there for strike three. Long, tough battle between Atkinson and Bautista, won by Bautista.
Really nice job there to fight back and pick up a big strikeout with a runner on second. Now just needing one out in the inning to end it and keep the Mets down four.
ABS liked this pitch. Atkinson thought he drew ball four. He did not. So Bautista trying to pitch around a one-out double, and it's Cordova at the plate. 1-for-3 with the two-run double back in the fourth inning. Break a scoreless tie. Slider right down the middle, thrown by Moretta. And the only really bad pitches he threw, and it was a high scraper off the wall. He missed a grand slam by about 2 feet. Mets threw a runner out at the plate on the play and escaped that inning just down two instead of four. Jobert, 3-run homer, though, pushed the lead to 5-0 in the sixth.
You know, the slider is such an effective pitch, but can also be really dangerous if it hangs out right over the middle of the plate, as we saw. Have to get it outside.
Slider is grounded off near the mound, out to second. Ewing makes the play, and the inning is over. Nice debut inning tonight by Bautista. Works himself around a one-out double. It is stretch time at Clover Park. Mets looking for a comeback, trailing 5-1. Fans enjoying themselves tonight on a dollar night. Great weather tonight. There was not even a sniff of rain all day. So there's no excuse for people to sit at home and say, yeah, might not play tonight. Nope. And the weather's good tomorrow, too. The Maddie's fight night on Saturday. 30% chance in the afternoon. And then Sunday. Sunday afternoon could be tough. But it might clear by then. We have a new pitcher on the mound. It's Benjamin Arias, who has been really good this year for Palm Beach. Out of the bullpen, he faces Boston Barrow, who takes ball one. So again, Chinwe Lin, who had the Mets number coming in, it stays that way. Six innings, one hit, one run earned, no walks, nine strikeouts on just 80 pitches.
Palm Beach, new pitcher, 50 Clemente into pitch.
Correction, this is not Arias, this is Clemente. Palm Beach had a roster move today. Clemente, the pitcher. Up from the FCL, so making his debut.
We'll see how the Mets try and make some adjustments here now with a new pitcher. It's a guy who just got called up. Want to try and get to him as early as possible.
He just threw 97 miles per hour. A live arm, 6'3", 173, 22 years old from the Dominican Republic. Change up outside. He was with Palm Beach previously as well. Six games in Palm Beach, 10 runs in six innings. Much better in the FCL. 10 runs in 26 innings. Here's a liner into right that'll hang up and be caught by Suarez. Barrow, hard hit ball, but is out for the third time today. Mets broke the no-hit bid by the Cardinals at the Fania's triple. One out last inning. Well, he was with the Palm Beach team to start the year. Clemente, he did not face St. Lucie. Actually faced Daytona three times. Jupiter once, Fort Myers once, Lakeland once. Then his first game with the Complex League team was against the FCL Mets, where he gave up four runs, walked four, and only got one out. He's already got one out here in the bottom of the seventh. Somebody asked me today, when's the last time the Mets hit a home run in a game? The Mets offense that was super hot against Lakeland last Sunday and all week against Jupiter all weekend. Had their moments this week, but man, they've faced some tough pitching. You got to go back to Ronald's home run on that Sunday 17-0 win. The last time the Mets have homered, so they're looking for one here post All-Star break. Thought Villavicencio had one Saturday, but I think it hit one of those shipping containers over the wall in left field, storage units. And that storage unit was, it's like right up against the fence. And, Mets thought it hit off that. Umpire said it hit off the top of the wall and came back in play from triple for Kevin. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball. And Hernandez is retired. Two up, two down for Clemente in his return to the Cardinals. Tough night for the Mets. That's strikeout number 10. After they struck out 15 times in regulation yesterday. Twice more in extras. Here's Houck. And end his strikeout streak. Pitched nowhere close for ball one.
Well, Mets are going to need to make some adjustments quickly if they want to get back in this game and a chance to try and tie it. The offense has really stuttered.
Swing and a miss on the slider. Big cut, one and one. Backup slider missed. That slider in. Slider, 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 slider.
And that is the book on Houck.
Yesterday, a couple of times, they mixed in a fastball with two strikes. That's tough right now for Houck because probably expecting a slider, but back of your mind, it's got to creep in. They might hit me with the fastball. 2-2, he swings and misses. It was the slider every single pitch. A 1-2-3 inning for the new reliever, Clemente. That sends us to the eighth inning. It's 5-1 Cardinals. Bottom of the order to bat for Palm Beach Cardinals. Good seventh inning for Bautista. He will return for the eighth. First pitch fastball lays it right in there at 91. Official score, Bill, has made a pit stop in the home radio booth. Oh, he needed water. We don't keep water for those press box people. They got to go to the sound room. Maybe I do that strategically so you have to get a blast of air conditioning. Of course, Bill will sprint back to the press box out of view of the game, and there will be some massive play that he needs to make a decision on. In the old days, he'd be in real trouble, Bill, but now with the replay. A soft serve into center. Going to be trapped, I think. Trapped. No signal. Now we get a signal. It's a base hit. Departing words from official score Bill in yellow Arcacion. Aboard as Viva Sensio tried to line it up for a diving catch, but smothered it.
I thought he might have had it. He kind of sat there for a minute as he dove in.
Yeah, clearly.
Just lost
okay.
It.
Yeah, it lost it, but that might have been in the mid before it hit the ground, but once it rolled out there.
He should have just not moved until a signal was made from the umpire.
Check swing on Jobert. He goes around. So Jobert hit the 3-run homer last time up. He's homered three times this year against the Mets. And, Jake, I was watching that game down in the office at the home run, and that was easy power. Easy power. Just to left center. And it did not look like off the bat. I said, okay, this is a fly out to left center. And it just went right over that urology sign.
It kept on carrying. I even thought Vicencio was going to have a chance to get there. But next thing you know, it's over the top of the wall and a 3-run home run.
He's up to 6 home runs on the year, so half against St. Lucie. And his best Ariel Amonte impression. Tortuga slugger, who's had an all-star caliber season against the Mets alone. 2-1 pitch coming to Jobert. He fouls this one back. 2-2. Balk has been called, or balk or a time. Well, one umpire says balk, the other signals timeout, and the home plate umpire runs. They're going to stick with his call, which is timeout. So the Mets catch a break there.
And Hernandez just got that timeout off in time.
No balk, just a disengagement. Breaking ball lined into the glove of Ewing. Gets up, no throw to first, but a great catch by AJ to save a hit as he retires Jobert on the diving catch. Great play.
A really great play because that one went right by the umpire who made a turn. You can't see it on the replay, but Ewing had to dive in limited vision. Did a nice job to grab that one.
Made a couple of web gems tonight. That relay at the plate. This diving catch by Ewing. The finest near miss out in right in Viva Sensio, even this inning, the near miss. So defense has been tightening up. Barrow had an error on a throw that did not come back to hurt the Mets. Two and oh on Espinoza. One on, one out in the top of the eighth. Rando. Bautista gets a strike in there. Good news from Queens, New York. Has a 2-1 lead on Atlanta halfway through. I'll give you a wild guess on how the Mets scored their two runs. Probably not hard to guess how these days. 3-1 pitch will be strike two in a full count. Francisco Lindor homered again. Two yesterday in the Bronx, and now he shifts over to Queens and homers off of Chris Sale. He's having a, gosh, Cy Young quality season for Atlanta. 3-2 pitch with one out. Runner could go. There he goes. The pitch home is lined out of play. We'll do it again. Encarnacion for the second time has to go back to first.
The New York Mets, early in the season, everybody was talking about how bad things were going there, and then next thing you know, they've been playing some great baseball. Just goes to show you, if you make the necessary adjustments, you can get right back into the thick of things.
You mean the season's not over in the first five games?
No, it is not.
3-2 pitch. There's strike three. Throw down to second. The tag. The second tag. Got him. Encarnacion is out. It's a strike him out. Throw him out. Brilliant. By Bautista
right
and Hernandez. How about that? Coming back from the 3-0 count. A rare strike him out, throw him out. We'll go to the home eighth. Mets, see if that sparks a rally. New pitcher alert for Palm Beach. In the eighth, it's Hunter Hayes. Seen him pitch around Hunter Kublik a couple of times, but Kublik's tomorrow's starter, and Hayes is in the game right now facing Cuevas, who's 0 for 2. A couple of flyouts to center. Mets trail 5-1 as this game has entered the latter stages. Palm Beach's bullpen. Our three no-hit shutout innings on Tuesday. Yesterday, four innings, three runs, two earned from the bullpen. All the runs coming in Gastelum's two innings. Quank and Showalter were locked down in the ninth and tenth. And you just had Clemente toss a 1-2-3 with two strikeouts. As this ball is bounced towards first, that's going to go foul. So what might have been a weak point of the Cardinals roster early in the season appears to be a strength. Palm Beach best record in the East from game one, won the first half. They now lead the second half by a game and a half. You know, Jake, your first year in the Florida State League, the rules are if you win the first half and you win the second half, then the next best team in the division from the start of the season makes the playoffs as the wild card team. 2-2 pitches rocked into right field. Cuevas has the Mets' second hit of the night. Lead-off single in the eighth.
Shows you how important those games can be at the end of the first half, even if you are not going to win the division. It can really count at the end of the year if that same team wins that division twice.
Yeah, and right now, overall, Jupiter leads Daytona by 2.5 in that would-be wild card race. So a lot of school board watching. We're not yet at the halfway mark of the second half. This is game 27 of the second half for the Mets. Once we get to 33, that'll be the halfway point. 1-0 coming to Villavicencio is fouled away. The Mets are one of the few teams in the league. I think Jupiter as well. We've actually played the max number of games on the schedule. There is so much weather chaos happening in the FSL West. Palm Beach is two games behind the Mets in games played. Bouncing ball out to second. The shuffle to the shortstop. Espinoza on to first. That's a double play. 4-6-3 off the bat of Villavicencio.
4-6-3.
Two outs here in the eighth inning for Hayes. As Villavicencio went after the high pitch.
Kind of the way this game has gone for the Mets, they get a nice leadoff single from Cuevas and then a double play that erases it very quickly.
So it's Fanyas who got the Mets off the hook with the triple with one out in the sixth, their first hit. He's now on a six-game hitting streak. He's got a four-hit game and a three-hit game mixed into that streak. Trying to make it another multi-hit game. He takes this changeup. It's nothing in two. Two pitch and the dirt. Now the Tampa Tarpons came into today's FSL action having played 22 games in the second half, while the Mets have played 26. It's been chaotic. You had that weird situation on Sunday up in Daytona where the Cardinals and Tortugas could have played a doubleheader, scheduled just one game. They'll make up the doubleheader later. Don't know why they kicked the can down the road. They don't go to Daytona again, so that means Palm Beach has to inherit the doubleheader at home.
The Mets have been very fortunate this season when it comes to the weather.
A 1-2 pitch. And the only really bad stretch we had was that six-game series at Jupiter late in the second half. Back-to-back postponements on Wednesday and Thursday. A lot of making up to do with the doubleheader on a Friday and a Sunday. The single nine-inning game squeezed in on a Saturday, but we punched our way through it. Back on track ever since. 2-2 pitch coming to Fanyas, and he's going to take strike three on the inside corner at the knees. And Hunter Hayes, after leadoff single, gets a double play and a strikeout. This game's going to the ninth, where Palm Beach has a four-run lead. We're in the ninth, and the Mets have a new pitcher. It's Alfred Vega making his home debut. Swing and a miss for strike one. Page signed, or rather, Vega signed back in May. Did not appear for the Complex League team. And made his debut for St. Lucie on Sunday. Tough spot, and it did not go well. As this ball is hit hard, backhanded stop by Ewing. Checks the ball, throws to first, and Page is out for the fourth time. Looking for from the leadoff spot, but Vega came in. Like, that's a tough spot. You're on the road. It's a 9-8 game. I think the Mets led the game. Yeah, 9-8 in the eighth inning. One of those where, you know, it's going to be hard to put up a zero. And he only got two outs and gave up six runs. Gave up a run early to let the game get tied and then had a chance to get out of it. Two outs, a runner at first, and could not hold the rope. So,
St. Lucie attendance tonight, 11-44.
Difficult spot. And
11-44.
Tougher finish. 0-1 to Sammy Hernandez. Slider down. Did he go? Yes, boy. Drew Buffelli today. He's had a hankering for calling strikes on check swings. Been asked a lot. Mets in the bottom of the ninth. We'll have Mosquera, Ewing, and Reimer. This ball is popped foul. One's heading the last few rows behind home plate. So back to the Cardinals leading the second half after winning the first half. Right now their playoff opponent would be Jupiter via a wild card. Now since the FSL resumed action in 2022 with the regular playoffs that we have now, there's not been a repeat half winner in either division. My opinion of the matter, which nobody will ever ask for, but I'm going to give it anyways, is that if you are good enough to win the first half and the second half, you should get a bye to the finals. I don't think you should have to play a divisional game round. And, you know, best out of three series, as this one's popped up, anything can happen. You have one bad night, and all of a sudden you're a game away from being done. And for a team to play 132 games, be the best in both half, I think they should go right to the finals. Now, I know that means sitting around for potentially 3-4 days, but major leagues, they do it. Pop up. That one's heading back to the stands.
Well, I think that's a good argument, you know, for a team, like you said, to play all those games, put in the effort, and get a big win, and really just kind of don't get rewarded for it. And you probably should be, although it is a little tougher with a few teams make the playoffs.
This is going to be a tough play, and it falls into no man's land. Vega the closest to it.
I say let's expand the playoffs.
Let's do all 10 teams in the Florida State League make it. Just do it bracket style.
Why not? No, listen. If you're not playing well, you don't deserve to make the playoffs.
Palm Beach has a real shot at. You know, they've been a second half team the last couple of years. I mean, they won the second half in 2022. They won the second half. They were contending. I think Jupiter won the second half last year, but Palm Beach was contending. There's strike three. Hernandez down looking. Vega looking much sharper tonight than on Sunday. And Palm Beach currently leads the second half as we hit narrow towards the halfway point. So, and what's funny is Palm Beach, if you go back to 2021, our first year out of COVID and into the new system, they were terrible. Awful. I think the worst in minor league baseball. And look at them now. Now they're in the playoffs three straight years. So I know St. Lucie fans not pleased with the last 2 years. Worst record in minor league baseball last year. Second worst minor league baseball currently this year. But there is precedent, you know, looking at the team across from them, of, you know, a shift in how things are approached and treated. And Palm Beach, an extremely young, inexperienced team in 2021, and now consistently one of the more older, mature, college-type team.
Every team is going to go through these types of slumps where you're have some younger guys trying to learn, and it's just kind of the way that things have gone for the Mets this season. But as I kind of mentioned, there's no reason that they can't work their way up into being one of the top teams over the next couple of years as more guys come in.
1-2 pitches outside. Yeah, the organization is going to have to, you know, ask itself after two straight years of really struggling at the single-A level what they want single-A to be. And 2-2 pitch. That struck him out. Chase Davis, a couple of doubles and a couple of strikeouts today. What a great inning from Vega. A 1-2-3 inning against the top of the order. And he strikes out two. Mets' last hopes coming up in the bottom of the ninth. The Mets do have a big comeback against the Cardinals this year, down 8-0 in the sixth. After six, came back and won 10-8. They trailed Palm Beach by 2 runs in that ninth inning. So 5-1, not ideal, but not impossible, as proven this year. Diego Mosquera lead it off, 0-2 with an RBI. Hunter Hayes trying to make this a three-pitcher night for the Cardinals. In the last two innings in a non-save situation. And he throws in strike one.
Hayes, who has seen the Mets four different times this season. The Mets have gotten to him once. They're able to get 2 runs.
Chopping ball deep in the hole at short. Espinoza long-range throw dug out by Jobert. And Mosquera is out. Great play by Espinoza, who has really good range, quick, very athletic play here from the grass.
You really can't do it much better than that. Nice job by Espinoza fielding it and getting it over to a first, and then a nice job by Jobert to pick it out of the dirt.
One out in the ninth, back to Ewing. Mets 2 hits tonight. Our fewest hits in a game this season in 9 innings. One. That's happened twice, so they've done better than that. There's a ground ball, Page. No issues there. 2 up, 2 down. And the Mets are down to their last out tonight. And it'll be Reimer. It's on a 4-game hit streak. I think he's getting closer to ending this rehab assignment. Going the distance now, past couple of games. 0-3, line out, 2 strikeouts tonight for Reimer. And he takes the slider away.
Reimer had been doing so well at the plate, kind of felt like he was almost due for a tough one of the law of averages.
Swings and misses at the cutter.
I'm sure Brooklyn will be excited to get him back hopefully soon. He's been playing well. He's made some nice defensive plays as well.
Another cutter for a strike, and the Mets are down to the last strike. Yeah, Brooklyn lost Jesus Baez to a knee injury for the year, so any help that the Cyclones can get. DeAndre Smith is back. Reimer closing in. Hayes throws another slider that's fouled away. Now, Brooklyn's had a tough second half. I'm not sure they're playoff bound. Binghamton, Syracuse, right in the mix in their second halves. Syracuse having an all-time season. Talk about a team that had been down on its luck. Best team in the International League this year.
16-37. 60 wins. How about that?
A 1-2, and Reimer's going to take strike three to end the game. So, good performance there by Hayes. Face the minimum. Leadoff single last inning. Double play. Strikeout to end it. And then a 1-2-3 ninth inning tonight. And the Cardinals beat the Mets by a score of 5-1 here at Clover Park. And they have won all three games in this series. Mets have a lot of work ahead of them if they want to salvage a split. Have to wake up the bats. Good news for the Mets is that they played a crisper game tonight on the defensive side of things. Pitching, Moretta was really good through three innings, having a no-hitter, some tough luck, but we think was a bad call in the fourth inning. Survived it, the big blast, the three-run homer by Jobert in the sixth inning, and the great pitching by Lynn, Clemente, and Hayes. Didn't really let the Mets come up for air offensively. So the happy high five line for the Cardinals tonight as they improve to 17-8 in the second half. They'll remain at least a game and a half up in first place, 54-37 overall. Mets now 8-19 in the second half, 30-63 overall. Mets 0-6 since the All-Star break. They've lost 8 of their last 9. Tough times here for St. Lucie in late July. Winning pitcher is Chen-Wei Lin. Losing pitcher, Moretta. Take a break. Come back with the postgame show to wrap up Palm Beach's 5-1 win over St. Lucie from Clover Park on this Thursday night.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We have questions for Launch Ball here. We have questions and concern. Look at the tire in the bottom right, that blue tire. They're trying to throw tennis balls into that tire. And you pay to get those tennis balls and you split half the pot. There's no way with the tennis ball you can launch it from there and make it in that tire. Look, there's not even a ball close.
Well, you know, it's a rookie of the year situation. They're looking for their next St. Lucie Mets pitcher.
And these people are going to throw their arms out trying to reach a tennis ball from there. And it looks like we're done. I mean, we've got to give the people a fighting chance here. This is like one of those carnival games that you feel is, like, rigged. The clown mouth is Happy Gilmore style to spit it back out. Okay, Mets lose this one 5-1. And we can roll through the highlights now, which won't include anybody throwing launch balls. Well, it was a pitcher's duel early. And here's a great play by Chase Davis, another top 10 candidate from SportsCenter. He had one number one last year at Clover Park. We had combined no-hitters through three innings, as Moretta was awesome. He had six strikeouts the first three, or five, rather. But here,
And with the bases loaded, a couple of doubles, a walk, then a skyscraping two-run double. What a great play by Mosquera off the wall, the wherewithal of Cuevas to field that ground ball from Abreu to get the out-at-home plate. And it was just a two-run inning. But here, Jobert, the big blow in the game, sixth inning, Mets already being quieted. They were being no-hit to this point. And that let the air out of the balloon with Jobert. You know, easy power over the urology sign for a 5-0 Cardinals lead. That off Miguel Alfonseca. And then finally against Chen Wei Lin, surrenders his first hit. It's a triple by Fañez. Willie now on a 6-game hit streak with that 3-bagger. And broke up the no-hitter with one out in the fifth inning. He would come around to score on this ground ball by Mosquera. It's going to go down as an error, but you can see the defense playing back. They were surrendering the run, so the run ends up being earned against Lin. That's Lin's first earned run against the Mets in 17 innings this season, just his second run total. But the Mets on the board. Nick Bautista did a really nice job. 2 innings of shutout ball, helped out here by A.J. Ewing. Tremendous diving play. Mets made really nice defensive plays, highlight reel plays tonight here at Clover Park. They brushed off the one error. Here's a strike him out, throw him out. Ewing gets the tag down on Encarnacion. Bautista fought back from a 3-0 count to get Espinoza looking, and then Hunter Hayes there in the ninth inning makes quick work of the Mets. That's some really good bullpen performances, Jake, by the Cardinals. They had 3 no-hit innings on Tuesday in the opener. Yesterday, Gastelum was a little shaky, but the two guys in the ninth and tenth were really good. And then tonight, you had Clemente in his return and Hunter Hayes, 3 innings, 1 hit, no runs. So just really good pitching all around here by the Palm Beach Cardinals the last, really all 3 games. All 3 starters going 6 innings with quality starts.
Yeah, the Mets had really kind of beaten themselves the last couple of games, but tonight the Mets cleaned up a lot of those errors, and you got to give a lot of credit to Palm Beach and everyone that was out there on the mound today. They pitched extremely well, and Lin taking the no-hitter as far as he did, he was pitching great. The bullpen comes in and closes things out. Just really never gave the Mets a chance to even get back into this game, even when they had the triple. Palm Beach's offense did their job and got up big in that game. A tough one for the Mets again here, but you have to move on, put this one behind you, and look to try and get back into it tomorrow.
So tomorrow, the series is going to continue with Game 4, and the Mets are going to change identities here. Oatly, new sponsor for MILB, they are going to have a team. Every team in the minor leagues this year, all 120, are going to take on a different persona, the Malmo Oat Milkers. So, Jake, we'll see how many times we accidentally slip up and call the Mets tomorrow and not the Oat Milkers. So we'll have some fun with that. It'll be another 6:10 first pitch, and Valley Live we'll have it on the air right on time at 6 o'clock. Weather looks good. Should be a good night for baseball here at Clover Park and fun with the Malmo Oat Milkers promotion. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover Park, Cardinals 5, Mets 1. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Thursday night. I hope all of you out there watching have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.